You've been through two classes. Montrell probably prayed. Did he pray? I can rely on his prayers. I trust him. And Brother Calhoun, I trust him too. So, amen. Last week we were together. We began to talk about memories, and which is a subject that's not dealt with much in the body of Christ. But we learn how important memories are. I begin to talk about how you ought to never discount your experiences with God. In order for that to happen, you have to have memories. When David went up against Goliath, he rehearsed having dealt with the bear, dealt with the lion. Abram at the time made a statement in Genesis, the 14th chapter. He told those kings, he said, I'm not taking a thread even to a shoe latchet of this stuff that we won, because I don't want you to say you've made me rich. He had a memory of dealing with Pharaoh in the 13th chapter. Pharaoh must have been running his mouth saying, I'm the one made Abraham rich, when actually it was God, because ain't nobody stupid enough to give a gift in exchange and then forget to take it back if the gift didn't. It's just like you go and buy a car and you go bring the car back because it ain't working right and forget to get your money back. So it was God moving on Abram's behalf. And so we begin to understand that our memories are important. Now, just like anything else, your memory can hold you back. All your memories can help you advance to your destiny. Now, Jeremiah 29:11, God says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. So the reason why you never discount your experiences with God is because your past experience with God gives you the courage to move forward with God. See, God created us, right? So when God created us, he already made contingencies for every mistake that we could make. He made us. He knew us. He knew. God knew. See, this is why God put Adam and Eve. He put the tree in the center of the garden, and he didn't hide the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He put it in the center because, he wanted man to have a choice. He didn't want to make man follow him. He wanted man to choose to follow him. So he put it in the middle of the garden, and in doing that, he was going to guide man how to carefully deal with that tree. But, of course, you know us. We don't want to deal with that. We want to do it on our own. And so God had to deal with us accordingly. But he said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. So it is important that you not discount your past experiences with God, because that is what going to, that those experiences, it will help you move forward with God. Are you seeing this? See, God wants to, he doesn't, God is not going to tell you to do the major things first. He's not going to tell us to do the major things first. He's going to tell us simple things. He told Abraham, leave your mother and father. He didn't ask Abraham to kill his son first. He said, ask you to, he just said, leave your mother and father. I'm going to show you a land. And in those instructions, Abraham left. Famine hit. He was ready to run already. See, God knows that about us. So this is why God begins to give us the small instructions first. When we follow those small instructions, memories are created. Are you seeing this? So now, when we get, when you, see, God didn't put Daniel in the lion's den first. He didn't do that first. God gave Daniel other instructions first, so that when it came time for Daniel to take a stand for righteousness, it didn't matter what was faced, what the penalty was for standing for righteousness. The Hebrew boys wasn't thrown into a fiery furnace first. That wasn't their first assignment. Are you seeing this? So these memories that are created, this is why it's important to follow the small instructions, because the memories that are created help us to move forward. Memories are the backbone of our faith. Listen to me now. It's the backbone. Let's break the word faith down. Faith is us trusting in God. Faith is not only us trusting in God, but faith is also God speaking to us, giving us instructions. So before I ever get to the B part of hearing God's instructions, which is faith, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, the rhema word of God. Before I can ever get a hold of God's rhema, I must first trust him. If I don't trust him, it's going to be God talking to Adonai. All right. Every last one of y'all got somebody in your family that you know you can't trust. No matter what they're telling you, you hearing them, but then again, you ain't hearing them. Isn't that meaning that because the trust factor? You've seen their past behaviors. You see how they dealt with you in the past. And so now they come in telling you, hey, I want to do this, or I'm going to do this, and I need your help doing this. You hearing them, but then again, you're not hearing them. What's that based off? So this is why it's important that you can't ignore the small instructions from God. Jesus' first miracle was not multiplying the bread and fishes. Jesus' first miracle was turning water into wine. As difficult as it may be, he still was the Lord Jesus Christ. Difficult as it may be, it wasn't him having to go and feed 5,000. It was him just making sure they had wine at a wedding. Less people. But Jesus, having had that experience, when it came time for him, he was ministering, and the people had nowhere to go to eat. Because the Bible plainly says, for he himself knew, because he had done it already. Are you seeing how important your memories are? So having said that, you see why it's important that we allow, that's why we're in Romans 12 and 2. You see why it's important to let the word of God wash your memories. Watch this, Romans 12 and 2. We've read it before, but it's good to read again. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may be able to prove, that ye may prove or recognize what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Be transformed. Other words, transformed. Don't take the shape of this world, but we ought to be transformed. Your memories will force you to take shape of this world system, if they're not properly dealt with. So any of these bad memories, any bad experience that you had, you have to let the word of God deal with those memories. You have to let the word of God, you say, well, how do I do that? You let the Holy Spirit come in. We like to use this scripture because of the context it was written in. But this scripture is a whole lot larger than that. Remember when David said in the Psalm, Lord, create in me a clean heart. You know, search me, O God. Know my heart. See if there be any wicked way in me. That scripture is just not for sin. Lord, search me. See if there's any of these memories that I've had, bad past experiences, holding me back from trusting you now. Are you seeing this? What that does, it opens the door for the Holy Spirit to come in and begin to, with a surgical knife, begin to carve out stuff that you won't let nobody else touch. Are you seeing this? See, the Holy Spirit knows what to do to get us to the next level. But we have to be open. We have to. This is why spending time with God is important, because spending time with God allows God to come in and mold us and shape us. And what I love about God is that God is going to shape you and mold you one way or the other. He's going to shape you and mold you one way or the other. The choice is yours on how you get it done. What I love about God is God will, if you allow him to, he will shape you and mold you in the privacy of your personal prayer time. But if you don't hear him there, next he's going to those who have, he has submitted you to. Then if you don't listen to them, then it's going to be consequences. Are you seeing this? So we have to let the Holy Spirit come in to deal with any memory that's holding us, you, I, me, back from accomplishing what God has planned for us. Jeremiah 29:11. We have to let God come in, let the Holy Spirit come in, and begin to deal with any of those memories that holds us back. Now, for each one of us, it might be different things. It may be past experiences with another man or woman of God, or it may be past experiences with a sister or a brother in Christ. It may be past experiences, but we allow the Holy Spirit to come in and deal with those things, then it frees us up to go forward in God. Let me see that. We must connect our godly memories with a godly imagination in order to align with everything God wants to do for our future. Our faith is shown in how we remember and declare and demonstrate to God that we remember his promises and commands we don't forget. The author begins to talk about how our memories is the backbone of our faith. I like that statement. For so long in the body of Christ, especially the background I come from, we always dealt with our spirits, but we never dealt with our mind. Your spirit cannot be released in the natural without the help of your mind. And so we've been ignoring the mind. And so when you ignore the mind and you let the mind go and you don't understand different aspects of what we're doing in this class, you don't realize why certain things hinder you from going forward. You see this? So our memories are the backbone of our faith. All right, let's prove it. Go to Hebrews 11th chapter. You know, we have it much better off. We have it much better off than Abraham, than Isaac, than Jacob. We have it much better off because we have records of God doing things. Abraham didn't have no record. Abraham didn't have, he couldn't go to Romans 12 chapter, second verse. Abraham couldn't do that, man. Abraham couldn't go to Hebrews 11 and 1. Abraham couldn't do that. Abraham couldn't go to John 3:16. He couldn't go to none of those scriptures. So we have it better off. So my point is, the saying that is, watch this. In Hebrews 11th chapter, starting the fourth verse, it began to talk about by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Verse 5, by faith, Enoch was translated. By faith, verse 7, Noah. Verse 8, by faith, Abraham. Are you seeing this? All God was doing in this Hebrews 11 chapter is bringing back to our remembrance of what he had done. So now, the reason why for him bringing it back to our remembrance of what he had done for them is that we may have the courage to act on his word today. See, if we don't remember and God doesn't bring... One of the things that make God so wonderful is he never forgets his promises. God doesn't forget not one promise. I mean, God's Genesis 8:22. God said, as long as the earth remains, he said, I'm going to put a rainbow in the sky. So this will be a sign to man that I will never flood the earth again like it happened this time. We still sin. Science thinks it's because water reflecting through light reflecting through water. That ain't got nothing to do with it. That's just how God let them figure out what was going on. But God the one created the rainbow. And he the one made the water reflect the light that way. Because he wanted it to be a covenant reminded of man. Covenant reminded of man. That's why I don't care what storms come through here. I don't care what storms come through. When you see a rainbow, you know that's God saying, I won't do it like it happened again in Noah's time. That rainbow brings back a remembrance. We're studying now at Word of Life on communion. Jesus said, do this in... He says, often if you drink this, meaning you ought to do it often. Why? To bring you into remembrance of the price that he paid. Your memory is the backbone of your faith. Abraham started off with small instructions, but he wound up opening the door into the natural for the supernatural birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because God started off just asking him to leave your mother and father. The last major thing God asked him to do was kill your son. Because God needed somebody to reciprocate in the earth realm, called the law of reciprocity. I need somebody to do it in the natural, so it gives me permission to come and do it in the supernatural. But God didn't ask him to kill Isaac first. Actually, it was God progressively moving Abraham along. And Abraham would... Why is it that Abraham kept building altars? If you go back and read Genesis, it said every time a major thing happened, he would build an altar. Why? To remind him, this is where we won this victory. So you see why it's important that you attack these bad memories. That you let the Holy Spirit come in to deal with these memories that could hold you back from what God has called you to do. Are you seeing this? Every time God's people sinned in the Old Testament is because of the collective weakness in their memories. Go to Psalm 78. There's no such thing as a bad memory. There's only untrained memories. So you hear somebody talking about I got a bad memory? Nope, they choose not to train their memory. Psalm 78, I told you, huh? 78, verse 40. How often did they provoke him in the wilderness? and grieve him in the desert. Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. Why? They remember not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy. Are you seeing that? I mean, just when they got out of Egypt, just as soon as they got out of Egypt, left with wealth, nobody sick, got to the Red Sea, Pharaoh's army behind them, God opened the Red Sea, made the ground solid, so they can bring all their stuff across, close the Red Sea on the enemies, and then get on the other side. God feeding them in the morning, feeding them in the evening. And they still took the gold that God gave them and made a calf and began to worship it. Because they quickly forgot. Y'all know y'all dealt with that before. Y'all been kind to certain people, been nice to certain people, and you don't want to deal with them no more because they ain't really remember all you had done for them. I'm bad with that, boy. Lord got to work with me on that one. Because, man, I've been over backwards with people and they forget and didn't act like that. That's a bad memory. I let the Holy Spirit come in. And calm that one out of me. They forgot all that God had done. When they forgot about it, thank you, Holy Spirit. When they forgot all that God had done for them, they felt no obligation to live for him. They felt no obligation to do what they was at. When they didn't remember, they took for granted what they had done. They didn't even remember. They didn't even try to commit it. They didn't even see how significant it was. They just blotted away from their memory, so it was easy for them to do what they wanted to do. Watch this. We must require ourselves to have good memories. We must believe God for good memories. There are no bad memories, just untrained memories. Now watch this. I know we're in the age of technology, which is a great age to be in. I mean, technology is affording us the ability to do things that we wasn't able to do before, able to multitask, do the wonderful thing. But one thing we can't let technology do is replace us training our memories. I know you carry your Bibles with you on your phone. I understand all that. But how many scriptures can you recall when you need to recall them? See, this is more about being able to just say the scripture to the situation. When that thing is on the inside of you, it's about you having a trust and being able to stand on that word. That means you have rehearsed that word before that situation ever arose. Are you seeing this? That means you've been spending time with that word, with that scripture, before trouble ever shows up. So now, see, this is why a lot of people, it hurts me. I know God can perform miracles, and I believe in miracles. When they come, and they've done all they wanted to do, then they come at the very last moment and want God to do some things for them. Well, God got to clean up all that memory, all of the past experiences. And the problem is there might not be enough time with the physical body to get that done. Am I making myself clear? I'm not saying God won't do a miracle, but there's certain things gotta happen. Jesus healed nothing but sinners in the New Testament. That's all Jesus healed. He couldn't heal nobody saved. There wasn't nobody saved. He hadn't died yet. But every last one of them that he healed, they believed. They believed, other words, they were convinced, fully convinced that Jesus could do it. That has everything to do with Because your mind, you have to be convinced. Convinced. That's the word believe mean. I have to be convinced. That's what it really means. I have to be convinced. Jesus was going to heal Jairus' daughter. They came back with that bad report saying, leave him alone. He said what? Only believe. Only be convinced. In Mark, the 10th chapter, I think it is, the man went to the disciples with his son that was deaf and dumb, and he said the disciples couldn't do nothing with him, and he come to Jesus. Jesus said, only if thou believe. He turned around and said, Jesus, help my unbelief. And Jesus moved with compassion to help his unbelief. That's Jesus helping him to be convinced that I can do something about the situation. So if your memories, watch this, if your memories hadn't been dealt with properly by the Holy Spirit, then it's going to be hard for you to be convinced that Jesus can do something about this. And the time frame of somebody who come at the last moment, their bodies might not last that long to take the change to convince them. This is why people die even when they're trying to use the word of God. Because one thing God can't override, God will not override your will. And sometimes your will, look, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking. Out of the abundance of the heart, you act. I've seen people quote the word of God and still die. I've seen that. Why is that? It's because the word of God wasn't given time to clean up their memories. This is why Joshua 1 and 8 is so important. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate day and night. To meditate the word of God means that some scriptures you're going to have to hide in your heart. Because you might not have your phone. You might not have your iPad. You might not even have your book, the Bible. But if you've hid that word in your heart, the Holy Spirit can recall it at any moment. That has everything to do with memory. Is this making sense? See, hiding that word in your heart. Taking time to hide that word in your heart. I mean, I remember we had to memorize scripture. That's a thing of the past. No, it needs to be a thing of the present. I'm making my children right now, they have to memorize scriptures. I want to see, once you get it on the inside of you, the Holy Spirit can bring it up. The Holy Spirit can't bring up what ain't there. He can't bring up what is not there. And only revelation the Holy Spirit can bring is based off of the Word of God. Holy Spirit can't reveal nothing to you if you've never been exposed. Because you won't recognize it. Let me explain what I mean. Matthew 7 and 7, turn there. Matthew 7 and 7, I think that kind of, let me back up a little bit. I think that Matthew 7 and 7, watch. Watch what Matthew 7 and 7 says. Matthew 7 and 6. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again and rend you. Other words, what that scripture is saying is the Holy Spirit, when it deals with us, the Holy Spirit can't reveal the deeper things of God to us if we're not familiar with the promises of God. If you're not, see, the Holy Spirit can come reveal something to you, but if you haven't been exposed to it, it's going to go over your head, go by you, you're not going to recognize it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Romans 12 and 2. Be not transformed. Be not conformed to the world. Be ye transformed. Why? How? By the renewing of your mind. Why? So that you can prove Is that making sense? So if I don't hide this word in my heart, that means when the Holy Spirit comes, because he's coming, even if you ask him to come, if he come and he ain't got nothing to work with, Jesus, in Luke, the fourth chapter, the Holy Spirit had just got through dealing with Jesus in the wilderness. So when Satan showed up, Jesus was ready. Jesus ain't, the only time I remember Jesus opening the book is in the synagogue when he read Luke 4:18. Other than that, Jesus was just telling Satan, it is written, it is written, it is written. Then Jesus shifted it and went to, it is said. And because it was hid in his heart, he remembered what God had told him. We must constantly challenge our memories on various topics and answers and answer them with scriptures that we have memorized. Whenever Jesus was under pressure, he would pull up a scripture on any topic he needed to. We must not let our memories be lazy about just brushing things off. We must be attentive, speak to our memories, and demand them to remember and recall clearly. We must not let our memories be our weakest link, but our greatest asset and the Holy Spirit tool for our success. So these memories are important. So we need to make a conscious effort. Listen to me, Internet. We need to make a conscious effort to let the Holy Spirit deal with these bad memories if we have any. It was funny earlier, but the Holy Spirit really got to deal with me. But because once a person burned me, man, Lord dealing with me now, dealing with some ministry. People burnt you, talk to you, and they call back, tell me, want Dr. Thomas to come. I don't take the call at first. I don't take the call at first because I know me. I don't take the call at first. I say, I'm going to call him back, and I pray in the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, if this is something you're trying to work on, you got to work on me first because I know what they did last time. I ain't trying to go through that foolishness no more. So Holy Spirit, work with me. I need you, if this is a bad memory that's holding me back, I need you to cut it out. I'm being very serious. It's funny, but I'm being very serious. And you have to deal with these things because sometimes God was trying to go down a pathway and other people's behavior messed the experience up. And so it creates a bad memory. This is why the Holy Spirit has to be in leadership. Because if he wants to go down that pathway, then we have to let him take that bad memory and deal with it. Am I clear? Next week, we'll go into chapter, 7, and we'll begin to deal with imaginations. All right, this is going to be a good chapter also. So, just begin to deal with your memories. I mean, sometimes we have bad experiences that, once again, stop us from moving forward with God. God wants to take it to a certain area, but because we have bad experience in that area, we don't want to really go there. But once you allow God, the Holy Spirit, to get in there and deal with those bad memories, then another whole avenue of the supernatural begins to open up that God wants you to go into. You all have a wonderful night, and I will see you all next week. Listen. You can ask me that. Go ahead.